There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
If you don't love Buddy Hield, what the hell is going on with you? That's a you thing. And I'm mad at myself. For how long has Buddy Hield been in the league? How long has Buddy been around?
Easy 10.
Eight?
Easy
more?
10.
Okay, Lynn, now I got to look it up. Now I got to look it up.
Do your take and I'll find the actual number.
Buddy Hield.
He started in 17.
Okay, so.
This is year 9.
I'm mad at myself for not realizing this sooner, and I guess not. Like, I've watched him play for years. Sure, league pass, the whole deal, Sacramento. You know, where else has he played? I know that Indiana more
Pelicans.
Recently. There was the Philadelphia there at the end of last year. I've watched Buddy Hield, and I've always just been like, yeah, this is a nice player. He's a shooter. But for whatever reason, there's just that buzz that's in the sky. And the buzz from Sacramento, and I even had when he got acquired by the Warriors, some of my Kings people were like, oh, gosh, they hate him up here. They hate him. And I'm like, okay, gosh, I wonder why, but okay, there's got to be a reason. Does he not play defense? Is he a 2-cent head? Does he not know where to go with the ball? Does he got a bad attitude? I'm like wondering what is it that y'all, and they'd have their answer or whatever. And I'm like, all right. So sort of stepped into the Buddy Hield experience with one eyebrow up. Like, what are we all going to think about this guy? And you know what changed? Not my thoughts about Buddy Hield. What changed was my thoughts of Kings fans. What's the matter with all of you? Like, do you understand this is just an inferiority complex that you have? But then, by extension, let me also say this. Maybe Buddy's a little bit different here. And I immediately started thinking, and again, I know it's only 7 games in, but I started thinking of the likes of Andrew Wiggins and Jimmy Garoppolo, and maybe not as great of an example, but Pablo Sandoval. And where I'm going with this is players who were good here and then just not that great elsewhere. A perfect fit here that was not a perfect fit in other places. And I'm wondering if that's what Buddy Hield is, and if Buddy is now getting ready for a good little run here for the remainder of his career, still in his early 30s, but a good little run here with the Warriors, because this fits like a glove.
It seems to fit like a glove, and it's a small sample size, but you heard Steve Kerr on with us just a little bit ago talking about the energy, the exuberance, the unconscious nature with which he shoots the ball. And so far in a small sample, he's been amazing. He's averaging a career high 21.9, small sample. He's shooting 50% from three, small sample, but he's shooting 9 threes a game. So it's not like he's shooting 1 3 a game. The man is out there jacking it up from everywhere. And he is on the season right now, 33 of 66 from three. That's pretty good,
Mark.
That's
50%.
That's going to work. But I also look at Buddy Hield for his career, and he's drafted by New Orleans, and he doesn't even make it to the deadline, and he's traded to the Kings. And he goes to Sacramento, and he plays well. They give him an extension, and they get to the deadline again in 2022, and he gets traded with Tyrese Halliburton and one of the various Kardashians, Tristan Thompson, to Indiana for Justin Holiday, Jeremy Lamb, and Domantas Sabonis. I'm sure Sacramento loved that trade. They got Domantas Sabonis as a result. And then 2 years later, at the deadline, he's again traded by Indiana to Philadelphia, and he lasts there for 5 months, and then he's traded again in July. So a guy who's been traded four times in 9 years, and he's now on his fifth team in 9 years, it makes you think a certain thing about a player. It makes you think about a journeyman or a guy who doesn't seem to fit in wherever he is. Whatever the reason for all of that being, for me, you put it aside based on what we've seen so far through seven games. And if you want to talk about like the fan poll of Golden State Warriors right now, this year, seven games in, he's either number three or number two.
Might be number two. I mean, Jonathan Kuminga, Steph is Steph, so I guess that's a set aside.
And Draymond is still beloved.
Yeah, and
people love Pods.
For sure. Kuminga gets the most discussion, the most intrigue, has the wow factor. I think people have such eyes on that to see how it's going to go in the contract year and all that. But yeah, something about, I mean, look, and I don't even know how sustainable this is, but
he's
their leading scorer. He's averaging almost 22 points a game. 50% from threes, that's not...
It's bananas.
I don't think that's sustainable. So maybe he's not going to average 22 a game, but I think 18 or 19 is on the table, and he's done that before in this league.
It's funny because I asked a good friend of mine, somebody who I've been friends with for a long time, and you know, we were lucky enough to get jerseys gifted to us when we did those live shows last week. You got a Wiggins, I got a Kuminga. And I asked this really, really old, good friend of mine, as a quiz, who's your favorite Warrior? Thinking that this individual would say Jonathan Kuminga, because I thought that, you know, she profiled in that direction, but, and it was a quiz, because if she would have guessed Kuminga, I was going to give her the Kuminga. Her answer, Buddy Hield.
So and she ended up losing out on a free jersey by answering the wrong question?
I said, wow.
Oh my God, that's kind of like the people down on the floor when they're like, get the answer right. And then everyone's yelling the answer, and you get the wrong answer, and you get some like parting gift gift bag.
Exactly.
That's got like, I don't know, some free hand wipes in it or
something. Pretty cool, huh? And I thought for sure that she would have said Kuminga because she profiles and she's always loved Kuminga, but five games in, it was Buddy Hield.
What's that mean? She profiles as a Kuminga fan.
She is somebody who has visited multiple African countries, and she's been a Kuminga fan since he became a Warrior four years ago.
So you knew that already.
I knew that she loved Kuminga.
I didn't know what the profile of a Kuminga fan was.
She likes Kuminga.
Okay.
She profiles as a Kuminga fan.
Someone who likes Kumingas.
But Buddy Hield has rocketed past Kuminga. And I said, great answer, wrong answer, you lose.
You lose.
Good day, ma'am.
Huh.
You get nothing, you lose.
Yeah, you didn't get a Hield jersey.
Had I would have kept it.
Yeah, well.
Because you know I'm a big-time Buddy fan.
Well, that's the thing. Like, and I'm getting texts about him. Everybody's really excited about this guy. They're really excited about Buddy Hield. So that's kind of a fun question. Like, what is it? And you know, okay, 22 points a game. He makes a lot of threes. There's got to be more to it, though, for him to have sort of captured the focus of the Warrior fan base this much seven games in. This much. And as we get ready for a week from tonight, the biggest Tuesday in November by far.
What's happening, Mark?
Klay Thompson's coming back.
That Klay Thompson?
That Klay Thompson. And what I hear for a lot of people, they don't want to, nobody's going to say, oh gosh, you know, like, I don't even miss him. Nobody's going to say that because it's rude. But when you're watching Buddy Hield play right now, try to make the point that he's not doing so far exactly all of the things that you wanted Klay Thompson to be able to do. And he's doing them. The only difference is he's not doing it as a starter.
Well, and the thing about it, and I'm glad you said that, because I was just thinking about Buddy replacing Klay, and no one will ever replace Klay, but the things that Buddy's doing beyond the makes, the way he's acting is what we remember Klay. Like, that's what we remember from Klay. Like, that sort of, And it's not brain dead because both are very smart, intelligent basketball players, but they both play with a certain amount of unconsciousness of, I'm going to shoot it and it's either going to go in or it's not. But Buddy has this certain like goofy joy almost. And I remember that from Clay, not last year, but
yes.
And that's to me like Buddy is showing us what Clay used to be.
He might be someone who at some point this year uses the phrase holy cannoli.
Exactly.
That could happen. I'm not going to bet on it, but that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Holy cannoli.
Exactly.
It's crazy. Yeah. But wow. And by the way, Buddy Hield was on the Jim Rome show earlier today, and his answers were just restaurant quality. Wait until you hear some of these. We're going to play them for you. But first, Brett Walnut Creek. Hi, Brett. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Guys, really, really enjoying the show. And before I jump into my love of Buddy Hield, I'm just going to throw out two states for you. I want you to name the capitals for me, please.
Okay.
Pressure.
New Hampshire.
Oh, New Hampshire. Crap. Okay. Can you go to the... Hold on. What's your second one, Brett?
Vermont.
Vermont is Montpelier.
Oui.
Right? Okay, that's Vermont. Now back to the other one.
Well done.
New Hampshire?
New Hampshire.
No, it's not. You're giving me the capital of Delaware.
I'll even give you a hint. It's a city in the East Bay.
Dublin?
Wait a minute.
Concord.
Let me think. Well, no, I got Brett. Hold on.
First of all, that's on me.
I take the L.
I'm going to take the L.
That's my L.
But it's on me.
But it was kind of like throwing a pick where you hit the receiver in the hands and it bounced off their hands. This Jamoke across from me is mouthing to me, Dover.
I'm pointing to my donut.
I'm like, dog, that's the capital of Delaware. I already know that. He didn't say... I got very distracted, but
yeah,
Brett,
that's on me, Brett.
I know. I want to take accountability. I was the one who said I can do them, and I didn't do it, so it's on me, Brett.
Thank you, Brett.
You know what, though? I still love you, man, but I'm going to give you my comparison of Buddy Hield. First of all, I absolutely love this guy when he came out of college. I mean, this guy was, I'm not going to quite say he was supposed to be Michael Jordan, but he was the man. I'm going to tell you who he reminds me of. And it's not a basketball player. It's a football player. It's Baker Mayfield.
Oh,
it's a guy that came out. It's like he was supposed to be all that, and he wasn't all that. He went to his team. He didn't kind of forge it. He kind of had an attitude. Hem aligning with Steph Curry, hem aligning with the Golden State Warriors, and I'm going to tip my cap to Mr. Dunleavy. One of the greatest pickups the Warriors have made in their history. I love the pickup. I think it's just the right fit. And again, it's kind of like Baker Mayfield. He found himself. He's a leader now. And now Buddy Hield, I mean, what a great sixth man. Love to hear you guys' comments.
Well, first, what's the capital of Montana, Brett?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Come on, Helen.
Okay. Well, no, not Helen. Helena. But anyway, Brett, close enough. You win.
And that's on me. It's like last night when...
No, it's on me. It's on
me. There was a foul committed, and Moses Moody and Steph were both there, and Moses immediately was like, I didn't foul. No, and the ref's oh, yeah, that's on Steph.
No, but it's kind of like the Intuit Dome where everybody, I'm shooting a free throw, and everybody's waving thunder sticks at me, and then I'm going to blame that on the loss. No, it's on me.
I was pointing at the donut so that you would know.
I knew you were saying Dover, but I knew that Dover was the capital of Delaware.
That's unfortunate.
I knew that wasn't it, and so then I'm like,
colonies get me every time. Totally.
All right. 888-957-9570. You want to hear from Buddy? Talking about exactly what we're talking about. The fit with Golden State on the Jim Rome Show.
Fit and situation. And something I've been done for a long time, but also getting the recognition, but also playing to a team that wants to emphasize the three balls and complement my movement, you know. And I watch these guys all my career. I'm in college, you know. I go to the NBA games when they came in town in Oklahoma and watched them play. So it was just, I studied them. I always wanted to play in that type of system that they that they apply to the game. And I always tell everybody, if it wasn't with Steph Curry, I probably wouldn't be drafted the sixth pick because of my shooting. But I'm just happy to be here, and I'm just glad to keep building.
I'm just happy to be here. And by the way, I think this is the one that really caught your attention. Listen to what he said with regard to the way Steve Kerr coaches him.
Steve does a great job managing the guys, though. That's just the crazy thing about it. There's no egos involved, and he delivers his message really simple, and it's very direct, and there's no hard feelings, and all the guys respect it, and all the guys know what's at stake. And they all know anybody can come in and fill each and everybody's role. And Steve is just a good job. It's just like coaching us, and keeping us even keel, and just letting them know it's like, man, he's riding a hot hand, and whoever group is rolling, he's going to stick with them. And no hard feelings, because you all guys are deserving to play. So Steve is doing a great job with just like getting this message across for the players, and everybody's comfortable. That's why we're gelling, and it makes a lot of sense right now.
He said no hard feelings twice.
Yeah.
And I don't know, even Steve sort of slipped this into his conversation in giving all kinds of compliments to Jonathan Kuminga. He did say, just literally 20 minutes ago, Jonathan wants to start. Like, that's not gone. So I don't know if Jonathan is 100% no hard feelings, but it also doesn't matter because he is reacting well and producing.
Yeah, and that's why I asked Steve about that going forward. And he said, well, while it's working, we're going to stick with it. Yep. And so I would imagine that tomorrow at Boston, that Jonathan Kuminga will still come off the bench. And if the lineup is much like it was last night, which was a little bit of a surprise, you and I talked about who the fifth would be, and it turned out to be GP2. Along with Steph and Draymond and Wiggins and TJD. And so maybe that is the lineup they go with again against Boston, because Boston's got a lot of really good wing players. And so GP2 kind of fits that profile of a good wing defender. Wiggins is the same. Draymond, a good defender. TJD, rim protector. So that might be something that you see again.
Or that fifth spot might rotate. Might be GP2 some nights. Might be Moody some nights. Might be D'Anthony Melton when he comes back. I don't know. I doubt that, but who knows? You know, that could be kind of a rotating thing. Couple other Buddy Hield things that we want to play for you, including he was asked, does he feel pressure to replace Klay Thompson? We'll play those for you in just a sec, but first, Filmo Mike is on the line, and Filmo is the front of the line. Filmo, what's going on, man?
Oh, what's up with it, man? Mark Willard, I had a comparison to Steiny, but I forgot you guys are not signing.
We're not.
But
we do know him. We know him.
You guys love him and know him and all that, but nah. But my thing was free agent pickup acquisitions, great topic. Just little nuggy nug, y'all like to say nuggy nug. When Klay Thompson was asked who's his favorite player coming out of the draft, I believe his name was Buddy Hield. It either was that or he said, who mostly reminds you of him, I think it was Buddy Hield. With that being said, Buddy Hield, great free agent acquisition. My question is, who do you think goes down in some of the Warriors' history as great free agent pickup acquisitions? I got Mo Spates. I got Livingston. Was Iggy Dalla free agent or was he a trade? I think he was a trade, right?
Iguodala was a sign and trade, so it was a free agent acquisition. Gotcha. But yes, there was a transaction there. I think somewhat similar to, I mean, Kevin Durant's the first name that comes to my mind, Phil Mo.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about, like, you know, that type of Barry Bonds landing. I'm just talking about, you know, little in between the cracks. He, you know who else? We didn't have a good year, but he was a good free agent pickup for about 4 weeks. Danny Fortson. Real Warrior fans know what's up.
I loved Danny Fortson, man. I loved Danny Fortson. I was a big fan of Danny in college. What about, Fimo, what about Livingston?
Yeah.
Oh, Livingston was awesome because you never knew what you were going to get. He had played a couple of good years in, what, Brooklyn? And then a lot of the players that the Warriors have been getting, sort of like even Bielitsa. Who was last year that didn't work out? Jermichael Green.
Oh, no,
some
last
of the players,
year.
They don't work out. They were all.
Dario Saric.
Saric is the one last
Dario
year.
Exactly.
By the way, about five games into the year, we were loving Dario Saric last year.
We were. But now Livingston panned out, and hopefully Buddy Hield don't pull a Saric. Hopefully he doesn't. They don't seem like he is, but hopefully he doesn't.
I don't think so. Filmo, thanks, man. We love it when you call. Appreciate it so much.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.